Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're going to sum up this series on the subject of the truth. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:4 that God would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, we're going to talk today about the subject of discernment. We've said before, knowledge is simply an accumulation of information, but we need to be able to discern what we are learning. And so Solomon, when he became king, he realized he couldn't handle it. And he said, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between the good and the bad. And who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" Now, he was a king, and he needed to be able to discern between good and evil. He needed an understanding heart to lead God's people. Now, we're not kings, but we all have a responsibility along this life to have an understanding heart that we may discern between good and bad. And so we need to just pray, Lord, that he would give us that understanding heart and that discernment. The Lord said here, "And it pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." Well, Solomon met the conditions. He went to the Lord and he said, "Lord, I can't handle this." And whether you're a father or whether you're a pastor, it doesn't matter, whatever we are in life, we have a responsibility that God has given to us, and what we need to do is say, "Lord, I can't handle this. I need to have an understanding heart. I need to be able to discern between good and evil." And that is the condition for us to be able to have this gift of discernment. Now, we have responsibility here in whatever position we hold. It says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean. They shall teach." Now, it's referring to leadership, and particularly here, it's referring to fathers, and today it would be referring to fathers and pastors. They shall teach my people the difference between the profane and the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between what is unclean and what is clean. Now, we can't do that unless we learn what it is that is clean and unclean, so we need to go before the Lord, and he has promised us that he will guide us into all truth. And so we need to get the truth, and then we have a responsibility to teach those we are responsible for and cause them to discern. Now, particularly fathers, it says in Deuteronomy 6, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." So he says here, Dad, this is your responsibility, you shall teach them diligently. But if you're going to do that, first, it's got to be in your heart, and then second, we shall teach the children diligently. The Bible says in the New Testament, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord." That is Dad's responsibility. It is the pastor's responsibility to teach the parents, and the parents, specifically the fathers, to teach the children the things of God. There's very little of either one of those things going on today. I'm afraid that pastors are preaching the smooth things to keep everybody happy, not necessarily teaching them the cause between the unclean and the clean. And fathers are just too busy trying to make money or whatever it is we think is important in this world. And the result of that is apostasy. And so Malachi 3:18 says, "Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Jesus said in the last days there are going to be a lot of hypocrites coming in his name and shall deceive many. Not everybody that's carrying a King James Bible under his arm when he walks into the church service is serving the Lord. We need to be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So how do we end up with this apostasy? Hebrews 5 tells us concerning those Christians that Paul wrote to there. He said, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. I call them baby bottle Baptists. We got all kinds of them today. Been saved for years and years, and you can't give them any strong meat. They'll choke on it. You got to warm up the bottle and give it to them. It says in verse 13, for every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, there was a man back here named Bezalel. We don't hear a whole lot about him. But it says in Exodus 31, God said, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Now, we need that today. Whether our responsibility is that of a father and a mother, we need wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and to do the job that God has given us to do. Whether it is as a pastor, we need wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. And if we meet the conditions, God will give us all three of those things. It says in Psalm 119, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I read that years ago and I thought, boy, that lets me in. It giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance of thy word. And the Bible says that those in Thessalonica, they receive the word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily to see if these things be so. And the entrance of the word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. And so, in conclusion on this series on the truth, I want to put another slide up here that we looked at when we began. Don't choose sides, choose truth. Today we're lining up with our friends and saying, yeah, I got to say what he says or he might not like me. I think we ought to be concerned whether God is happy with what we're doing more than what our friends are. And so this is the way, walk ye in it. God wouldn't say that if he wasn't going to show us the way. The word of God will give us the way. The Bible says, for the word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth. Once again, getting the truth is conditional. If we receive his words, hide his commandments, incline our ears to wisdom, apply our heart to understanding, cry after knowledge, lift up thy voice for understanding, seeketh her that is wisdom, understanding as silver, and searches for her as hid treasure, then you'll understand, you'll find knowledge, you'll understand righteousness, understand judgment, understand equity, understand every good path, when wisdom entereth into the heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto the soul. Hosea, what did he say? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I also will forget thy children. If we don't do what's in this bracket, then we won't have what is in the other bracket. Rejecting the truth is costly. Solomon was the wisest man on the earth. However, he decided to sell his truth for pleasures. And what happened to him? He said, and how dieth the wise man? As the fool. He lost it all because he was more interested in the pleasures of this world than using the wisdom that God had given him to do the things that God wanted him to do. And so the knowledge of the truth, God would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.